Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. In traditional Chinese medicine and in many other healing approaches, our major organs each carry their own emotional signatures. It's like each organ has its own personality, its own way of experiencing things and then expressing itself. A balanced heart is all about joy and love. Yet in all the organs, when they're out of balance and harmony, well, they kind of have alter egos too. The unhappy kidneys hold our deepest fears and worries, those concerns that keep us awake at night. The unhappy lungs, they carry grief and that heavy feeling of something that's enclosed and trapped inside. The unhappy liver is where we store anger. It's combustible and fiery. And the unhappy gallbladder, well, that's where resentment lives and it festers and it mutters and it grumbles about all the things that it doesn't feel are fair. The throat region's widely known as the centre of communication. It's where our throat chakra is. It's all about speaking your truth. But the thyroid, and that's the focus for this show today, the thyroid sits silently within that throat space and it has a very specific job. It's the guardian of what you convey and the timing of what is going to be conveyed. It doesn't just influence what you say. The thyroid actually also influences when you say it. And that sense of timing can make all the difference. I've been starting to have a few personal issues with my thyroid recently. And so it was incredibly interesting to sit with the energy of my unhappy thyroid and get to know it in the same way as I know the energy of my happy lungs, my happy heart, my happy kidneys, my liver and gallbladder. Basically, I wanted to get to know my thyroid energy and what it's about, and more importantly, what it desperately needed for the potential of its healing to begin. And it made so much sense to me as I discovered more about the energy of my unhappy thyroid that I really wanted to share what I'm learning with you today. I've such a lot of shareable insights about this, and I knew as I was learning and researching and thinking and making sense of what I was uncovering that there might be some real value in sharing what I've been learning with you as well. Who knows, you may have issues with your thyroid, or you may know of somebody that does, and you could point them towards this show on UK Health Radio and the kinds of things that I'm talking about today. As I started sitting with my thyroid and really listening to what it was trying to tell me, you know, tuning into it, I began to understand that it's so much more than like a little butterfly-shaped gland that's just sitting in your neck. It does so much more. So much more for me, certainly, than simply regulating my metabolism and my energy levels. Yes, it controls how fast or slow the body runs, but energetically, my thyroid has been holding on to something for quite some time. It was doing something completely different to what I expected. What I discovered is that the thyroid is where truth meets tension. It sits right in the space between the head and the heart, and it becomes a sort of a translator, trying to turn inner knowing and feeling into words that can come out of the mouth authentically. And as I tuned into my own thyroid, I simply asked it to be honest with me. Tell me what's going on. I told it, just start speaking. You can change whatever you want to say as you go if you feel you want to say it differently. Don't worry about anything. I'm not going to react or try and shut it down. I wasn't going to interrupt it. I just wanted to sit and really listen to what it had to share with me. And what I heard energetically was my thyroid saying, don't push me. Don't push me. I don't feel ready yet. And that was really interesting to me because I'd made such a big deal with it about, look, it's fine. Say what you want to say. Let me know what's happening. Why do you feel so out of balance? So what was going on was something much deeper, wasn't it? It's like my inner wisdom was even censoring itself from telling me what the issue was. It felt that there was something that needed to be censored because it still felt that there was something about it that was potentially going to be wrong to share. Over the years, I've developed quite an intimate relationship with most of my organs, like the heart and the lungs and the liver and the gallbladder. It sounds a bit odd, really, doesn't it, to describe it in that way. And I actually have regular check-ins on an energetic basis, little conversations with all of them. I know my liver's fiery temperament and I embrace that. I know how it flares up when I'm frustrated or when energy seems to be accumulating and getting stuck in it, and we work together and we release it. I'm really familiar with my kidneys' worried nature, the way they hold those deep fears of mine and then let them surface rather inconveniently at 3 a.m. And I understand my lungs' grief patterns. I've worked with those too, that trapped sorrow that needs to be freed up from time to time. But I actually realised that I'd never really sat with my thyroid, never got to know it. It's like it was sitting in the background quietly, trying not to be observed. I'd never actually asked it first. I'd never said, okay, thyroid, tell me about you. Is there anything you have to share with me? And it would tuck itself away behind all the major organs, hiding in the shadows almost. So it was time, I thought, to have a real honest chat with my thyroid, and I decided that I was going to use 2 ears and 1 mouth approach. I would invite my thyroid, whenever it was ready, to tell me whatever it wanted to let me know, and all I would do is listen and observe, and I wouldn't react or respond. It's fascinating. And after doing that for a while, after inviting my thyroid to share what the issue was with me, and after listening as it started to tell me all about what it really felt, I realised that there was a lot more going on than I thought. And after I'd listened to my thyroid being honest, I then turned to my library of reference books to see if there was anything in them that might also relate to what my thyroid was telling me, what my brave little thyroid had plucked up the courage to finally let me know about. You know, the most common pattern from what I can find from looking in the reference library that I have is that any issues with a thyroid often stem from a kind of self-censoring suppression. Some part of you learned that it's best to keep quiet in order to keep the peace, or to avoid creating an unwanted conflict, or simply just not to inconvenience someone else with what you said. And you learned that timing was key. Timing made a difference in choosing whether to speak up about things, and that if it's not in your best interest to speak up about things now, then it would probably be better to just stay quiet. And over time, holding on to these things that wait to finally be allowed to be expressed, it creates this tightness, this stuckness energy in your throat. And when it can't wait any longer, it begins to let you know that now something really, really does need to be done. Even if it needs to be coaxed and invited to show itself authentically. And people often describe it as feeling like they're wearing an invisible collar when there's an issue with the thyroid, or like there's a lump in their throat that won't go away. And that was one of the symptoms that I was experiencing. Thyroid energy carries a really unique emotional signature. It holds a kind of suppression, a hesitation, an inner conflict about whether or not is the right time to speak up. It's the feeling of wanting to say something, but having that internal reminder whispering at you, not now, not now. Stay quiet, hold back, be careful. Don't say too much before you're ready. It might not be the best time for that to land. And there's a frustrated unexpressedness in an upset thyroid. But it's not the kind of explosive kind of unexpressedness that you might find in a liver. It's much more polite in some ways. It holds back. It waits until it's invited to speak its truth. It's the kind where you smile and you nod, but inside you're thinking, I have so much to say, but I'm choosing not to say it. Or it can be, I have so much to say, but this is not the right time. Or you're pushing me, you're poking me to speak, and I am not ready to speak yet. Don't do it. Don't make me do it, as we could both regret it. That's the thyroid. The thyroid becomes the storage place for all that swallowed up frustration, that feeling censored, knowing timing is key, feeling unsafe about expressing things, choosing to clam up. It creates like an energetic traffic jam in the centre of your throat. The thyroid isn't just affected by feeling that it has no choice but to choose to remain silent. It's also deeply affected by being pushed to speak before you're able or before you feel safe about speaking. And this creates its own energetic cycle, and it often shows up as a kind of internal confliction. That's what I was finding. Energetically, it feels like your throat wants to open, but something keeps reining it back. And I think the way I'd describe it is, well, imagine you're going on holiday and you're packing your suitcase, and you've got so many things to put in the suitcase that when you actually try to close it, you have to apply some kind of downward pressure so that you can get everything in and do the zip up. That heavy pressured feeling is just like it feels when the thyroid starts up. There's this sound trying to form and come forward, and it's a big gulping kind of shape, but it feels like it is sat on, pressured to retreat and not come out because it's not quite the right time yet. People with trapped energy in their thyroid are almost held hostage to timing. They know they have something to express, but something inside them has judged that this is not the right time. It's not safe on some level to do that. And so they hold on to the energy at all costs. And the cost is likely to be their own health and well-being.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
There's a frustrated unexpressedness in an upset thyroid. My thyroid was making its presence well known to me, and so I took the time and I asked my thyroid to let me know what the issue was. And then when it first and foremost told me it wasn't going to tell me, I just worked with it a little bit and I said, well, I'm available and I'll keep offering to hear what you have to say to me. I won't wait for you to pluck up whatever courage is required. And then whilst I was pausing and waiting between inviting my thyroid to speak to me, I went and had a look at some of what was in the reference books I have in my library at home as well. And what I'd like to do, and I hope you don't mind me sharing some personal information with you about this, I just feel it could help you to put all of this information in some kind of context as it did for me. What I was really finding when I asked my thyroid what the problem was, it eventually basically told me that it had a trapped scream inside of it. And I was pretty shocked, I was pretty surprised actually, as you could imagine. And as I sat with my thyroid and allowed it to begin to trust me and to know that I wasn't trying to push it before it was ready, and that it was allowed to express itself to me in any way it wanted to without me questioning it. As I sat with my thyroid, it took me right the way back 40 years ago to when I was in labour with my eldest child. I was on the maternity ward, and unfortunately, around about the same time as I went into labour, I was informed that my mother had passed away. And so there I was giving birth to my first child, and also I felt the deep unhappiness and sorrow of my dear mother's passing. Now, at the time, I didn't really realise it as I do now. I haven't unpacked it in the same way back then. But inside of me, many years later, my thyroid was making me aware that there was this kind of trapped emotion, this trapped scream is how it described itself to me. And that reflected how I felt about my mum dying and the responsibility I had to somehow hold it all together for the good of the child that I was bringing into the world. I was in the middle of giving birth. I couldn't let my feelings out, as I was concerned for the safety of my unborn child. And also, and this is something I remember with real certainty, I felt that I couldn't possibly cry about it or make too much noise at all, as I didn't want to inconvenience anyone on the maternity ward if the sound of my profound grief, because that's what it was, somehow became carried along in any other sounds that I might be making while I was in labour. And I know this sounds crazy to speak of it now, but that's absolutely the truth. I didn't want anyone to hear how upset I really was. I didn't want to have to manage that whilst I was in labour, and I didn't want to upset them when they were in labour. It felt like I wanted to almost let out this massive sound, this scream as it's described, but I'm not sure if it would sound like that if I released it. It was just the injustice of it all. You know, I wasn't allowed to express myself, and it was an injustice because I felt that I should be inconvenienced because I was concerned that I might inconvenience or ruin other people's experiences on the maternity ward. And also, I suppose there was the injustice of the fact that in that moment I realised my mum would never be able to see her grandson, and he would never enjoy her company either. And of course, the injustice of all the attention not being on me and my baby. The attention was being switched to my mum's passing instead. And that's absolutely the way it should be. I mean, it's all coming out now, I suppose. I'm sharing some deeply personal stuff with you. But my thyroid had to hold that, and it has. And now and again, actually, if I'm being honest, I have noticed that I've had this feeling of almost like a scream that wants to come out. This profound sound might be a better way of describing it. But a scream is good enough. That's how it feels when it sits in the throat area. And it rises up occasionally, and it sits really heavily on my thyroid. Now, my thyroid is a trampoline that the sound wants to jettison itself off and out from. And it It's simply that the thyroid won't let it. And this trapped sound, this scream, was what my thyroid was telling me about. And the fact that even now, this trapped sound, it rises up wanting to be released and expressed. And even now, because I'm still fearful of the loudness of expressing it, because I feel that scream might contain sounds that are frightening or inconveniencing for someone else to hear, I still choose to suppress that sound. And I hold on to it in my thyroid and I refuse to let it out. Now, my thyroid isn't happy. It's unhappy that this isn't sorted, and I'm not surprised. After all, when will it be the thyroid's turn to properly release what it's holding on to discharge that sound so it can begin to heal? Because it's already been there for the best part of 40 years. Do you think I might have to find myself a soundproof room, maybe, and just let rip if my thyroid is happy to work with me? Just for the sake of my thyroid's future health, should I look into that? I mean, it's interesting how the thyroid holds fire because I want to be ready. And anything, including politeness and not wishing to inconvenience or cause offence or distress to anyone else, that can still be the reason that the thyroid holds back. Maybe it's not the only reason, maybe it's an excuse, I don't know. But this is the thyroid energy, and it's an energy that I'm trying to work with. And I hope that by sharing this very personal story with you, you may see how the thyroid is feeling about something in your life.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
I went and had a look about thyroids, unhappy ones, in my reference library in my sanctuary at home. I have to say books are one of my guilty pleasures, and I have many books, and some of those books are reference books, and they help me see what other therapists and experts and mentors and guides have to say about some of the energies that I'm working with as well. And it's good for us to be able to compare notes. So Louise Hay, she's an obvious choice. Her work kept appearing as I searched for answers in quite a few of my books, and therefore it makes a lot of sense for me to start with her opinion. And when I read her interpretation of, let's say, thyroid issues or unhappy thyroid, which is what I prefer to call it, something actually clicked for me as well. Louise Hay connected thyroid issues to feelings of thoughts like, I never get to do what I want to do, or when is it going to be my turn? Well, that sounded about right straight away. And it really captures that sense of feeling overlooked or silenced or censored, or always having to put others' needs first whilst your own needs get pushed aside. That was exactly what I was feeling 40 years ago when I was in labour. For underactive thyroid issues, she saw connections to self-repression, feeling unfulfilled, stuck, invisible, a deep sadness about not being heard or not living your real life. For overactive thyroid, she connected it to fear of not being good enough or trying too hard to prove yourself or feeling pressured to speak or perform in ways that you don't feel are authentic to you. I wouldn't say either of those is 100% right for what I've been feeling and for the conversations I've been having with my thyroid. But you can start to see the pattern that's there. Now, Caroline Mace, her insights also kept showing up in my exploration of my reference library. And she talks about the throat area as a centre of willpower, of choice points and of personal expression. Well, that made a lot of sense. And what was really striking about Her work was her idea that this is the place where we learn to surrender our personal will to whatever divine will is. Basically, learning to trust the bigger picture than just what we think we want to control. And when I read about her perspective on how blockages here suggest difficulty in making choices despite what others may want, aligning with what we want, what our soul actually came here to do, well, it helped me to understand why my thyroid gets so agitated when I try to force timing on all sorts of things with it. And then I took a deep dive into Yvette Rose's work, where she focuses on that tension between truth and expression. And she sees the thyroid as a storage place for suppressed expression, but also for truths that are trying to emerge but aren't quite ready yet. And that made sense too. All of my mentors were speaking to me in a way that helped me understand my unhappy thyroid a little bit more. And Yvette's descriptions of feeling held back from speaking personal truths and carrying grief or anger that creates energetic heaviness in the throat and trying to navigate that space when you know something but aren't ready to release it yet. It was like she was describing my exact experience. I've spent years working with energies, and I understand how different organ systems hold and express emotions. And the throat area is a meeting place for several energy pathways. And when there's problems like nodules or swellings or lumps of inflammation, it's usually because energy and emotions have somehow got knotted up and gotten stuck there in a tug of war. And releasing that stuckness means that healing could begin. Here's what I'm trying with my own thyroid. And I'm curious to discover over time whether these personal approaches actually help create the conditions for the sacred timing to unfold naturally and for my thyroid to begin to trust even me. First, I'm learning to soften the protection around my voice. And by this, what I mean is that my body's been holding back what needs to be expressed to protect me as well. So step one is for me to consciously show, to start having conversations about the sound that is stuck with my thyroid, even though I'm not releasing it yet. All I want is to hear what my thyroid has to say. And if any of my other organs wish to chime in as well, they're very welcome. Consciously, I'm going to sit and hold space, and I'm going to allow a conversation to take place within my body. And in this way, I've supported and I've honoured my thyroid, and I'm taking what it has told me very seriously. And I'm not making the thyroid do anything more. We're simply being honest about the situation as it is, and we're pacing around what feels like the right thing to do about it without doing anything about it. And with that trapped sound that's been inside of me for so many years, I'm asking, what would it need to feel safe to be released? And I'm just listening to the answer that comes. I'm looking into ways that may feel safe for me to feel I can express that sound. Would I prefer to be alone? Would I like the support of someone that I trust, that knows what I'm honouring in creating a safe space to release what needs to be heard? Can I find somebody who would be bold and courageous enough to accept whatever that sound were, whether it was a meek little squeak or something that could rattle walls? And the key seems to be strengthening the connection between my kind heart and my very upset thyroid. All in good time, says the kind heart. Just let me know when you are ready, and I'll be here unconditionally alongside you. Maybe you too have a thyroid that's saying, when is it my turn? Maybe you've got your own version of that trapped scream sound, or truths that feel like they're tumbling about inside of you but not quite ready to be released yet. If so, I'd really love to know what you discover as you experiment with honouring your thyroid's truth and how you support its needs and its sense of timing. Send me an email, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. What I'm learning is that sometimes the most powerful thing we can do for ourselves is to actually be prepared to wait. And so I'm waiting for the thyroid to feel that the time is right. Now is the time, my thyroid will say. And my heart will respond and say, I'm here, I'm ready. And then we honour the thyroid and we allow it to release as it needs to and let go to the degree it wishes. Let it release so that healing can then begin. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.